So I recently got a call from a no, actually it was not a call. It was an email. Email from a listener, and he told me something about his microdosing that was I thought was so incredible. I've never done this before, but I said to him, "Let's get you on and do an episode. I got to hear more about this." So we're going to do this today. I'm Dr. Dave. This is Microdose U. Welcome.
You're listening to Microdose U Radio on the world's famous KMDU FM Salt Lake City.
Watch this.
Okay, so Jay, let's do this. I'm gonna start recording. I don't know where this is actually gonna go, but I just pressed record. And I'll tell you something else, Jay. I never do this. I never, ever just
like a flyer.
Somebody sends me an email and I say, "Oh, let's just record." But you're okay. I gotta admit, your story sounded kind of intriguing. I don't know anything about you. So I said, let's just get on a call and record this. So So welcome. And it's good to have you here. Tell me, you've got some kind of story. I want to hear about it.
I do. And it could be a very long story. So I'll try to stick to the focal point. I kind of had mushrooms dropped into my lap about 4 months ago, in a big way. So I was like, yes, this was the sign I was looking for. Right, got some issues that I've been struggling to try to clear up, looking for some more introspection was really kind of why I was seeking out the psychedelics. Went really hard, really fast, tried a bunch of strains several days in a row, kind of got, you know, too much, found out, hey, do some cycling, found out that my own way is really better for me. So I have, to get back to my point, I took a 300 milligram microdose, I don't know, one afternoon, let's say it was middle of the day. And I was just hanging out in my kitchen. And when I get the introspection hit, for me, it's like visualizing something in my hands that I can manipulate. I don't know how other people see their mind or whatever they're talking about. But I don't know what I was talking about in my head to myself, but I was something about my ego. And I was like, oh, I need to cut that piece of my ego out. And I could see it in front of me. And it was like, I just need to cut this little piece off right here. And that part of my life or that, you know, that problem that was in my problem, in my life is gone. And I was like, did I just do like a little manual ego death thing here? Cause I've only had one DMT experience before. It was very short. I was a blade of grass, lived and died the whole thing. I had the experience, but it wasn't me. This felt like the same upheaval of pressure off of my chest afterwards type of thing. And I'm thinking, am I crazy? Or, you know, is there some other way that we're tapping into our own DMT? I don't know, with mushrooms? Is it, I just don't know. I'm so new and confused. You are the resource that was shared with me when I first found mushrooms. And I thought, I need to talk to Dr. Dave about this. So here we are.
That's way too kind. That's a really pretty cool story, but I want to get a little bit deeper into this, Jay, because you can say as much as you want, but you had some kind of an issue that you wanted to resolve, right?
So yes. So my first career, I've got a lot of issues from being in the military.
Okay.
Let's say that. Head.
Thank you for your service.
I had issues. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
And I really mean that too. So you took 300 milligrams, which is a high microdose, but it's still definitely a microdose.
Correct. And sorry, go ahead.
But when people talk about ego death, I've always thought that means that you are basically you're kind of existing, but you don't even know you are. You don't know that you're there. You're just like there's nothing going on.
I hacked a piece of my ego out of my psyche.
A piece of your ego. What does that mean, though?
Have you ever compartmentalized your mind, your psyche? Does that term ring true to you? If I'm going to save a little piece of myself because I know I'm going to go through some garbage, right? Let's say, and if I'm going to do something that's horrible in my mind, I'm like, okay, I'm going to do this, but the piece of me I'm going to save is not going to be part of this.
Oh,
does that make sense?
Absolutely makes sense, and the answer would have to be yes. Yes, yeah, totally.
Okay. So to me, it was like just, you know, burning one of those compartmentalized boxes, I guess would be the analogy.
But during the ego death, did you, You say, I think you said you were standing in your kitchen. Is that right?
Yeah. And again, maybe ego death is the wrong term here. I was focused on my ego at the point. So, and I've not had a true, you know, I don't think DMT ego death. So I don't know what it is. I'm looking for somebody else that maybe has experienced something on such a low dose of some mushrooms, really is what I'm seeking out here. Cause I'd asked a couple of people and they're like, I guess it's possible, but I've never experienced it.
Yeah. So let's unpack this a little bit more. So as far as ego death, yeah, that might not be the correct term because you
probably knew, is not.
You knew you were standing in your kitchen, right? You knew you were there. Is that right?
I knew I was there even when I was on DMT.
Okay. Right. Okay. But, there's something that you wanted to fix or get rid of in your life. And you kind of compartmentalize that. And during that time of a microdose, 300 milligram microdose, you felt that piece like left your life, left your body. Is that what you meant?
Yes. And again, I don't have anything other than a one single DMT experience to compare it to, but it was very much like that in terms of the relief I felt, the energy lift on the backside of it. The gratitude was unrivaled in many of my experiences. It really shocked me, you know, just how profound it was off of next to nothing in my mind. So that's what I'm looking for. Like, you know, who's looking for that? Who's working on the smaller doses, but bigger experience?
Well, that's a good question because I've always been a tremendous proponent of the smaller doses. The smaller doses have fixed me. I mean, I've taken some larger doses, but it's the continual dosing of the microdoses that has I think that's changed my life. So I think you're onto something. I mean, you definitely could be onto something. And how long ago did this happen, Jay?
Couple of weeks, maybe 3 weeks, I think, since I reached out to you, probably since we finally got this hooked up, I believe. Long enough that I've forgotten, you know, the majority of it, unfortunately, which doesn't help anybody.
But I was going to say, yeah, that part's okay. But I was going to say, and in those few weeks, would you say that piece that you wanted to get rid of from your life, is that still gone? Do you feel it's gone permanently? Has it come back?
I would say this is difficult to narrow this down to this being the reason. So I also recently took myself off of some anxiety and depression medication, weaned off of that about over a 6 week period, yada, yada. And when I was about 30 days off of it, which would have been about around the time this came off of, or that this happened, all my emotions felt like everything was on 1,000. I felt like I was elevated, right? My gratitude. I didn't hate myself anymore. All that kind of jazz that kind of goes along with some of that mental health stuff. So I was like, okay, is it because I'm so pumped up and my emotions haven't balanced that I'm more in tune with whatever's, you know, the next level with just a little, I don't call it a bump, but a little microdose amount as opposed to like, hey, we need several grams to do this or something. I don't know.
Right. But, but when you did that microdose, how long had you actually, was that around the 30 day point that you were off of your antidepressant?
Yes. So I was kind of thinking around 30 days, I should start to be balanced just right from kind of getting back off of the meds and getting the last of it out of my system. So I would have expected that wouldn't have had any impact at that point. And to be clear, I felt like the pharmaceuticals were interfering and vice versa, right? Very much so, which everyone says, hey, don't do it that way. It's true.
But normally if it sounds to me like when you got off the pharmaceuticals, something was lifted and you felt better.
So the mushrooms were the catalyst for me to have the courage to get off of this pill. I had tried once before, made it a couple of days, and I was like, I can't even do this.
That's what I wanted to understand because.
Yeah, I apologize. I probably should have led with some of that.
No, that's okay. But I just want to make this clear because this is actually a very, very important point, especially for listeners that want to digest this. You didn't just get off the antidepressant. Was it antidepressant or anti-anxiety or like SSRI, both?
Yeah, it's an SSRI. Yeah, I was on a max dose of an SSRI. And it dimmed my personality so bad that I really wanted to eat my gun. And I don't know if you need to edit that part out, but it was that bad.
No, that's I'm not going to edit that out because that's real life. That's real life. And so, I mean, I'm sorry to hear that, but
no, I mean, I'm not, I'm here now. Like, yeah, like, you know,
I'm glad you didn't do that. So you're here now, but you, again, I just want to make sure I got this right. You, when you were weaning yourself off the antidepressants, or did you go cold turkey, or did you wean yourself?
No. I weaned myself off of the medication per the directions from my doctor, reducing it down X, you know, milligrams every time period, blah, 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 blah. That's why it took, you know, so long to get off of it. So I do know people that have gone cold turkey, and they are some nightmare stories. I would not recommend doing that.
That would worry me. I would not recommend that at all. In case
I would not either.
But at the time you were weaning, you were already starting to microdose. Is that correct?
Yes. So my very first, let's call it profound moment with the shrooms was, I'm deathly afraid of dark spaces in my own home. Was. If somebody's in the closet, right? I jump out of my shoes when, you know, a shadow around the corner, stuff like that. So I kind of forced myself with a little exposure therapy. I went and sat in my dark closet and kind of stared at myself in the mirror. And I was like, all right, we're going to figure this out, pal. So you're going to sit in here and we're going to see what happens. Nothing happens in 3 minutes. I was like, see, nothing's wrong. Got up, never had an issue with it ever again. And I was like, okay, this is the way. I don't know exactly how that just happened, but I got to get off these pills. And that was my next move. So it was a very big sign in my life. Like, hey, look, you know, psychedelics are the way. And I'm an old school LSD guy from, you know, way back in the day. So my expectation of psychedelics today was much higher than what it actually seems to be. So I'm super excited that these teeny weeny doses of something that to me was not even as, effective as it used to be years ago. Let's say, I don't want to say effective. That's the wrong term. You know what I mean?
It's good. It's all good. But have you, since that infamous day that, you know, whatever happened in the kitchen, have you been microdosing since then? Have you done doses since then?
So I just go by feel. I don't cycle. I don't keep track of, you know, how much I'm doing. I'll take a 100 and a gummy for like a good night of sleep, 6-7 hours of sleep. I'm solid. Sometimes I want one in the morning. Some days I'm like, hey, I'm going to have a 600 in the afternoon and I'm going to make some killer food for dinner. It just really kind of what the mood strikes me.
But I guess my question was, have you, since that day, which sounds like it was about 3 weeks ago, you have been microdosing it. I mean, I don't think you would go 3 weeks, right?
A few times. Honestly, it gives me the clarity that I don't need to go back to it all the time, I guess is more the way I experience it.
Interesting. So what I'm hearing from you, this is really interesting, Jay, because that's what people would say that took a very large dose.
Like, I know.
Heroic, they would say, well, I took this heroic dose. I had ego dissolution, ego death. I feel so much better now. I don't feel I have to do this right now for a while. It sounds to me like that's what happened to you on 300 milligrams.
It happened again on 6, and I swear I've done it without anything, but that's not for this call.
No. So what are your plans moving forward now? What are you going to do?
You know, I feel like my body's kind of telling me just to stop all of this. I have a lot of vices that go along with this community. And I don't know. I feel like the more I learn about me and the better that I feel and the more I feel like I'm healing, the less I need, you know, my self-medication. So I don't know. I hate to say I don't know and I don't have a plan, but that's very much how I'm operating now. And it feels really good. I've got no stress. I've got a considerably lower amount of stress in my life, and it's very manageable with a capsule here and there, which is what I love.
So Jay, tell me a little bit about your life. Like what's going on with you? You know, you're in the military on a daily basis. What do you do?
Sure. So I joined the military right out of high school. I did 20 years, got out, started my second career, did that for 7 or 8 years. And that was not related to the work I did in the military. So it's kind of a restart on my life type of thing. And a couple of years ago, my PTSD issues, which I felt like were very manageable and had been manageable, just kind of went through the roof, to the point where I was having difficulty even, you know, working from home type of stuff. And that was what kind of led me, I think, you know, to the mushrooms. I used to joke that I caused COVID because I'm like, why do I need to be in these four walls to do this job all the time? The company I was with at the time, I was going to go to China actually like right when it happened. So we were preparing for some travel and whatnot. But you know, the shutdown and then the years since, it's very interesting to me to see how people have kind of just, I don't want to say moved towards this, but I feel like I'm finding a lot more people that are like-minded in this way. And that's why I'm here, to find more people that, you know, I can be in their orbit.
I want to ask you a question. I don't know if I'm crossing the line, and if you don't want to talk about it, I totally get it. But I'm just very curious, and there's probably not another. I don't get many opportunities to ask a question like this.
You're right.
Were you, when you were in the military, were you actually in a war? Were you engaged in combat in a war situation?
So I did go to Iraq and Afghanistan. I never got to pull the trigger. I did almost get blown up a handful of times. Nothing super scary. I know it sounds like, oh my God, it's the end of the world. Yes, it was scary, but you know what you're there for, right? You know, it's not like, oh my God, like there's really a bomb that just blew up the convoy or right, things like that. You expect that. Kind of like when I talked about compartmentalizing, you know, a piece of you, you're like, okay, no, this is, I might find myself in some shit here, but the core of me is going to get through this. Was kind of the way I always thought about it. Boot camp was the same way. It was like, this is going to suck, but it wasn't difficult. You just have to set yourself in the right mindset. And that's what the mushrooms really allow me to do, to figure out my problems that I just can't seem to, you know, unwind. I'm a fixer. I reverse engineer everything. I'm a big blue ocean idea guy. So everything works from a finish line back for me. I was afraid to let people know, to let the world know that I had, you know, any sort of problem, because I felt like it was a liability. So I was like, no, nothing wrong with me. I'm good to go. Let me retire. And I was like, I can manage this, you know, on my own, because it was stuff like, you know, the artillery would be firing, doing, you know, exercises in the weekend, and I'd be out having my coffee in the morning, and like, you know, my hands would start jittering. And I'm like, what the heck? I can't, you know, have my back to a restaurant door, things like that. And then it kind of just fell apart, like on airplanes, getting anxious before we even get off the runway, and just turned into this big thing that I couldn't manage. And the mushrooms helped me unwind that. So yes, the military does take care of us. I did not accept that option immediately when I was returning from service, okay, or I should say returning from, you know, country.
Well, Jay, I truly hope that you find this path, even moving forward, to keep healing.
That's why I'm here.
Well, please don't leave the community, because I know you. I think you said, you mentioned that you might be done with the mushrooms or whatever. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't think I'm done. I've got too much exploring to do, but I feel like my body is telling me I need to change something up.
Would you? Let's make a promise. Let's check back with each other in, I don't know, a few months or so. And I want to see how you're doing.
Thank you. Yeah, I definitely would.
See how you're doing. You seem like a really, really good guy. Again, I took a chance because, you know, you sent me this email. We got on the video. And I don't know.
I told you. I was like, hey, I'll pay you. I'll pay you for your time, because I know I was just some random guy like, hey, I got something I want you to look, you know, talk about.
I want your, let's get your credit card number right now.
Yeah, hey, no problem. As soon as we turn the record button off, I got it for you.
You don't owe me any money. I'm really glad that you're able to take the time and share your.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
I'm not accepting payment from you. Are you kidding me? I mean,
I don't know. I love to pay people.
Well, you know, I'll give you my Venmo later, but you don't have to pay me anything. Trust me.
Sounds good.
If you want to send me a birthday gift sometime? That's totally fine. But I'm kidding. You don't have to send me anything.
No, you got it. No, but I definitely will come back again for sure.
I just appreciate you being here as a guest and as a friend. Do this again in a few months, and I just want to see, and I think my listeners and viewers want to see where you are. We want to see how you're
doing. I hope so. I'd love to have some questions to field, truthfully. I'd love to clarify any points I may be, you know, garbage mouthed or whatever.
Let's do this. I'm glad you brought that up. Anybody that's listening or watching this, and yeah, I'm putting this on YouTube as well. I think this is an episode that I want to be all over the place. Anybody that's viewing this or listening, send in a question. for and I'll ask Jay when we get him back on, and we'll get a list of them. And something you want to know, it could be anything.
Or correct me, correct anything that I said wrong. I'm a neophyte, so I would definitely love an education.
We all are in our own ways. There's no way that we know everything about anything. So I am as well. I might be a little bit further along on the timeline as far as the microdosing that you are, but I'm still learning, Jay, too. So
yep. Every day, right?
Every single day. Thank you so much for your time, man. And please, guys, Nakama, I call Nakama. You know, it's our family, it's our tribe, it's our group.
Yeah, I'm in there.
You're definitely Nakama. So let's get some questions for Jay. And Jay, thank you so much, man. We'll get you on. As soon as I get enough questions, we'll get you back. How's that sound?
Wonderful. Sounds good. Thanks a lot, Dave. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much also, Jay, for your time. Thanks a million.
Bye-bye now.
Bye. Hey, thanks again, Jay. Really appreciate you being here. We'll definitely get you back. And make sure, Nakama, get your questions in to Jay. We want to find out a little bit more. And like he said, also, if you feel that he missed something there, let him know as well. He wants to know. Before I leave you, I want to share with you, again, if you don't know this already, you probably do, but every episode in the show notes, I've got some very important links for you to learn more, stay in contact with us a little bit better, and whatever. Check all the show notes. They will all be there. And remember, brand new episode every single when do we do it? We do it Wednesdays and Fridays, right? it's been a crazy day, but it's been in a good way, in a really good way. Wednesdays and Fridays, make sure you don't miss anything. Apple, Spotify, we're all over all audio podcast platforms, as well as I do release some on YouTube because people just wouldn't quit. They wouldn't quit the YouTube. So I just had to kind of give in and say, okay, I'm going to give them some episodes. So we're kind of all over the place. I really appreciate you, Nakama. Love you. Until next time, I'm Dr. Dave.